Proverbs 15:28 says, "The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things." This proverb is a contrast between the righteous and the wicked. The righteous is supposed to be thoughtful. His or her heart is patient and takes time to study a matter before answering, because we desire to speak the truth on all matters. But the wicked are not thoughtful or careful for the most part. And even when they are or appear to be thoughtful, they do not turn to God's word or to biblical counsel. So the end result is the same. But the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. Now, that statement may seem a little obvious to most of us. Wicked people pour out evil things from their mouths when they speak. No surprise there. But the question is, why? Why does the mouth of the wicked pour out evil things? The answer is because they have filled their hearts and minds with evil things. Instead of God's word and biblical counsel, instead of wholesome thoughts and clean entertainment, the wicked fills their heart with rebellion against God's word, unbiblical counsel, unwholesome thoughts, and vile, filthy entertainment. And that is what Jesus tells us in Matthew 15:18-20. "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." And then the first half of verse 20 says, "These are the things which defile a man." Now, this can happen to Christians. If not, then Paul would not have warned us about listening to false teaching when he said in 1 Corinthians 15:33, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." In other words, you hang out with people who fill your head with their evil ideas and lead you into doing evil things. Well, you are to blame, because you should know better than to allow yourself to be influenced by such people. I've watched as Christians ignore me as I've shown them these scriptures. So they aren't ignoring Greg. They're ignoring God. It's His word that I'm giving them. And at some point, they go full-blown wicked on us. Just blank-headed fools walking off the cliff with both eyes wide open. I've known Christians hanging out with wicked people, and knowing how super sensitive people are to ever being told that they're doing something wrong, I tactfully tried to tell them that they were playing with fire. I'd read 1 Corinthians 5:11 to them, which says, "But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one know not to eat." You can't be any more clear than that. God tells Christians not to communicate with, not to keep company with, or even eat with those caught up in wickedness, even if they are professing Christians. But Christians do so with personal friends, family, and co-workers, and they do the same by going to the wicked, unsaved world for their news, for their education, for advice on relationships, raising children, and on. I've seen so many Christians just get tangled up in the web, the internet, with all the nonsense out there coming from unsaved people and anti-biblical and Laodicean professing Christians. And they end up regurgitating the words that pour out of the mouth of the wicked. And it's a shame. And it's been detrimental to the Church of Jesus Christ, and then has resulted in the destruction of the salt and light influence of Christians on culture and society. So what can you and I do? We can only control us. You can only control your church choices. I can only control my choices. We can't save the world from itself, but we can be sure that we walk with wisdom and that we do not fill our minds with poison and then pour out evil from our mouths. As Psalm 19:14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."